What separates Netflix's meteoric rise from Blockbuster's catastrophic fall? Why did Apple transform from near bankruptcy to the world's most valuable company? Hamilton Helmer's Seven Powers framework answers these questions with remarkable clarity. After decades advising tech giants and generating investment returns 50 times higher than market averages, Helmer distilled business strategy to its essence. The pursuit of power, conditions that enable persistent differential returns despite determined competition. This isn't just academic theory. It's the difference between Intel's dominance in microprocessors versus their complete failure in memory chips, despite identical technical capabilities. In a business landscape where most advantages quickly erode, understanding these seven enduring sources of competitive advantage isn't just helpful. It's the difference between building lasting value and fading into irrelevance. Strategy isn't about making every decision correctly. It's about nailing the handful of crucial choices that determine your trajectory. These pivotal decisions typically happen during periods of high uncertainty. The solution is developing what Helmer calls the prepared mind, a framework simple enough to apply in real time, yet sophisticated enough to capture business complexity. At its core, strategy distills to the mantra, a route to continuing power in significant markets. Power combines two elements, a benefit that materially enhances cash flow through higher prices, lower costs, or reduced investment needs, and a barrier that prevents competitors from copying your advantage. This elegance is expressed as value equals market size times power. This explains why identical companies experience dramatically different outcomes in different markets, and why focusing on power creation is the ultimate strategic imperative. When Netflix invested $100 million in House of Cards, they created an insurmountable moat. With 30 million subscribers, their content cost just $3 per customer, while competitors with only 1 million subscribers would face $100 per customer for equivalent programming. This mathematical reality forces smaller players to either match quality at unsustainable costs or offer inferior value. Scale advantages emerge from multiple sources: fixed costs spread over larger volumes, Netflix, volume/area relationships, Amazon's warehouses, distribution network density, FedEx, learning economies, Intel, purchasing power, Walmart, and technology infrastructure, AWS. Network economies create additional power. A product's value increases with more users, creating a self-reinforcing cycle. The green bubble stigma when switching from iPhone to Android demonstrates why social networks rarely face meaningful competition within specific domains. Facebook dominates personal connections, LinkedIn owns professional networking, and TikTok rules short-form video. BranchOut's story illustrates this power's strength. This professional networking Facebook app grew to 14 million users with $49 million in funding, but collapsed because users wanted separation between personal and professional networks. Network economies create winner-take-all dynamics, where market leaders maintain attractive margins while pricing below followers' break-even points, building a moat nearly impossible for newcomers to overcome without offering a fundamentally different value proposition. When John Bogle launched Vanguard in 1975, established investment firms dismissed his passive index funds, operating at cost without commissions. Despite initial resistance, Vanguard exceeded $3 trillion in assets by 2015 as passive investing gained mainstream acceptance. This exemplifies counterpositioning. Newcomers adopt superior business models that incumbents cannot mimic without damaging their existing businesses. The benefit comes from the new model's economics, while the barrier is the collateral damage incumbents would suffer. Fidelity couldn't offer low-fee passive alternatives without cannibalizing high-margin active funds. Counterpositioning appears in three forms: milking, incumbents rationally extract profits from declining businesses; history's slave, Cognitive bias blinds incumbents to new opportunities. And job security. Agency problems prevent executives from making self-threatening decisions. Switching costs complement this strategy, the value loss customers face when changing suppliers. Companies continue using clunky enterprise software because transitions are risky. HP's SAP migration demonstrates this. Despite careful preparation, 20% of orders became trapped between systems, creating backlogs that drove customers away and cost HP $160 million. Switching costs include financial costs, purchasing new systems, procedural costs, retraining and transition risks, and relational costs, breaking emotional bonds with providers. Companies like SAP maximize these costs by creating product interdependencies that make disentanglement increasingly difficult. Why would someone pay nearly double for a Tiffany diamond when identical stones are available elsewhere? Branding increases customers' willingness to pay through positive emotional associations and uncertainty reduction. The barrier protecting this power is hysteresis, the lengthy period required to build a strong brand, plus the uncertainty faced by potential copycats. Branding creates enduring advantages through emotional connections that justify premium pricing. Consider Rolex or Apple. Customers willingly pay significant premiums not just for functional benefits, but for the emotional and social value these brands confer, directly translating to higher margins. This power is particularly evident in commoditized markets where product differentiation is minimal. Brands like Evian command premium pricing for water despite minimal objective differences from tap water, as emotional associations create real economic value. Building effective brand power requires consistent investment over time, creating a significant barrier to entry for competitors who must match not just current marketing expenditures, but the accumulated brand equity built over years. This explains why established brands maintain premium positions even against well-funded challengers. Pixar's creative success. Their first 10 films averaged 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, with profits nearly four times industry average, demonstrates cornered resource power. This stemmed from their loyal Brain Trust creative team, whose value Disney confirmed with their $7.4 billion acquisition. Cornered resources provide enduring advantages through exclusive access to value-enhancing assets. In today's knowledge economy, these typically include specialized talent, DeepMind's AI researchers, proprietary data, Google search patterns, or unique intellectual property, Marvel's character universe. Toyota's growth from 0.1% U.S. market share to rivaling GM and Ford exemplifies process power, embedded organizational capabilities competitors struggle to replicate. Despite understanding Toyota's production system, competitors couldn't match its results due to complexity, interlocking systems, and opacity, tacit organizational knowledge. Process power comes from capabilities so deeply embedded they become nearly impossible to replicate. While individual elements may be observable, the intricate web of interdependencies, cultural factors, and tacit knowledge creates a system greater than its parts, explaining why companies can openly share their secrets, yet competitors still struggle to achieve similar results. The framework functions as a compass, directing decisions toward establishing lasting competitive advantage. The most successful businesses aren't those with flawless operations, but those that secure at least one power type during critical formative periods. When evaluating opportunities, ask, which powers does this company possess or have a realistic path to establishing? How defensible is this advantage against competition? Is the timing right for this particular power? These answers reveal whether you're building lasting value or merely joining a race to the bottom. In business, as in chess, the player thinking several moves ahead will prevail. By applying the Seven Powers framework, you gain strategic foresight to see beyond immediate competitive dynamics to the fundamental sources of enduring business value, enabling you to build truly enduring enterprises rather than temporary market leaders.